series of guided meditations, literary reflections, and meditative music for anyone going through a divorce or the loss of an important relationship. I'm Daniel Todd, a writer and divorced parent, and one of the hosts of Raft.
And I'm Hannah Badalova, a relational therapist, divorced parent, and musician. The loss of an important relationship can set us adrift. We hope that through bibliotherapy techniques and guided meditations, we can offer a temporary resting place as you navigate both the turbulent waves and the unnerving still waters of relationship loss, finding healing and firmer ground.
In this episode, we're going to read and reflect on the poem Shadows by D.H. Lawrence, after which Hannah will guide you through a box breathing exercise. Thank you for joining us. Shadows. And if tonight my soul may find her peace in sleep and sink in good oblivion, and in the morning wake like a new opened flower, then I have been dipped again in God and new created. And if as weeks go round in the dark of the moon, my spirit darkens and goes out, and soft, strange gloom pervades my movements and my thoughts and words, then I shall know that I am walking still with God. We are close together now, the moon's in shadow. And if as autumn deepens and darkens, I feel the pain of falling leaves and stems that break in storms and double and disillusion and distress, and then the softness of deep shadows folding around my soul and spirit, around my lips, so sweet, like a swoon, or more like the drowse of a low, sad song, singing darker than the nightingale, on to the solstice. And the silence of short days, the silence of the year, the shadow, then I shall know that my life is moving still with the dark earth, and drenched with the deep oblivion of earth's lapse and renewal. And if, in the changing phases of man's life, I fall in sickness and in misery, my wrists seem broken, and my heart seems dead, and strength is gone, and my life is only the leavings of a life, and still among it all, snatches of lovely oblivion and snatches of renewal, odd wintry flowers upon the withered stem, and yet strange flowers such as my life has not brought forth before, new blossoms of me, then I must know that still I am in the hands of the unknown God. He is breaking me down to his own oblivion, to send me forth on a new morning, a new man. We spend much of our lives in the shadows, in what can feel like a kind of darkness. We can get so depressed and despondent that not even sunlight or a favorite song or a good meal can give us pleasure. And that's true for everyone who has ever lived. Life is just like that sometimes. And yet we have to find our way through the shadows of our lives. One incredible gift that life gives us is that so many of our daily routines, things we seldom think about, are opportunities to reawaken a sense of gratitude and pleasure. I'm talking about things like eating, bathing, sleeping, even taking your next breath. If you think about it, each of these, in their own way, metaphorically, but I suspect even more than that, can come to be seen and felt as a blessing. The fact that food can and often does taste incredibly good. The fact that a hot shower after a long day is a kind of baptism, a way to wash off the day's stress and trouble. The fact that sleep is a kind of death, an opportunity to put the past literally to rest and to be born again the next morning. In Lawrence's poem, we hear the sound of life's seasons, which we are forced by our very limitations to submit to. Our lives are always moving still with the dark earth. This poem is ripe with what the Romans called gravitas, which they equated to soberness and grief. It is a recognition of our brotherhood or sisterhood with the earth. In our grief, we grow downward. We enter the depths. We cross into Hades. But we don't remain there, or we don't have to. In one of his poems, the poet Robert Bly tells us that the time will come naturally when a man will find himself falling. He will find himself on the road of ashes and discover at night that he is holding the ashy hand of the Lord of Death or the Lord of Divorce. He will find himself noticing the tears inside brooms or old boards, noticing how much grief that whales carry in their skulls. He realizes how much he has already lost in the reasonable way he chose to live, and how much he could easily lose in the next week. For some men, it is a time of crying in airports. As Lawrence tracks life's phases, its seasons, its sicknesses and misery, its trouble and dissolution and distress, there are yet snatches of renewal and wintry flowers upon the withered stem. Despite the downward pull of our grief toward the earth from which we were made and to which we return, the place of which the poet Pablo Neruda said, "I know the earth, and I am sad." It, the earth, returns to us new blossoms, meals, wine, breath, a hot shower, a good sleep, a waking up with the sun.
This exercise incorporates a classic and simple breathing technique called box breathing while visualizing a shadow box. You need nothing but your imagination and your lungs. Box breathing is for both relaxation and for improving concentration. These outcomes may seem to contrast with each other, but we know that when you are in your most calm state, you are able to focus. If you don't know what I'm referring to when I say shadow box, it's a type of frame in which there is depth between the art and the protective cover over it. Seeing art displayed this way makes it more multidimensional and can awaken curiosity. Often people will use it to store objects and not just a picture or drawing or painting. For this exercise, I want you to imagine what you would put into a shadow box that captures a vision of renewal. What does renewal after loss look like for you? What's the first image that comes to mind? Is it a pleasant image? How can you make it one? What would you like to see as you renew your life? It can look like a photograph of the future or a representation of restoration, such as a plant that has been watered or a creature nursed back to health, or even an image of a book. Maybe you can put an object inside that symbolizes strength, such as a gem or an object that is mysteriously strong, such as silk, or one that is resilient, like the ginkgo biloba tree. Perhaps you can mix or add images or objects to your shadow box. Take a few moments to imagine that shadow box. Now imagine stepping back just a little. Observe what is in your shadow box as if it were hanging up on a museum wall. Stay with the image as you take a couple of deep breaths. We're going to begin the box breath using this image. You can either keep your eyes open, gazing softly at a still point as you continue to picture the box, or close your eyes. Begin by breathing in slowly for 4 seconds as you trace your eyes, open or closed, from left to right across the top of the box. Now hold your breath for 4 seconds. As your eyes slope down the right side of the box. Now breathe out for 4 seconds as your eyes slide from right to left at the bottom of the box. And pause for 4 seconds as you trace your eyes up from the bottom to the top of the box. Continue to move your eyes across, down, across, and up this box. We will do this for a few minutes. About 10 times as we notice the image in the center of the shadow box. If you lose the image or get off track counting or tracing, just come back to it gently. As we end this exercise, give yourself praise for taking the time not only to calm your nervous system, but to engage in a creative activity. The shadow box you visualized is one you can take with you anytime you need a reminder of a new morning, a new season, or a new purpose.
Thank you again for listening and practicing with us. If you enjoy this podcast, please consider supporting our work on Patreon. You can find us at patreon.com/raft875. Have a great week.